Hello and welcome to The Tom Finn Show. The Tom Finn Show is a podcast to inspire young people. So let's get started. So today's topic is the solar system. So the solar system is made up of the sun and the objects that orbit it. So these objects, there's eight main planets with their moons that orbit the planet, as well as a dwarf planet, asteroids, comets, and meteors. So the sun is the center of the solar system, and in fact its weight takes up for 99.86% of all the weight in the solar system. So as I've said, there is eight planets and one dwarf planet, and these circle around the sun in its orbit. So these planets are Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and the dwarf planet Pluto. So these planets, as they orbit the sun, they're not all the same distance from the sun. They're all actually different. That's why the ones closer to the sun will be warmer, because they're closer to the heat of the sun, and the one that's furthest away, which is actually Pluto, will be the coldest planet. So not only are they different distances from the sun, but they're also entirely different as their physical form. Some are made of gas, whereas some are made of a solid material. So now I have a fact file for each of these planets. So Mercury is the closest planet to the sun. And because it's so close, it gets so much heat that its temperature can be about 350 degrees Celsius. So it's 57.9 million kilometers away from the sun, but because the sun is so hot, it still gets that amount of heat. So in weight, how much it weighs, if the mass of Earth was a 1, Mercury would only weigh 0.055. And it takes 87.97 days to orbit the sun. So that's how long their year would be. And it has no moons. And that's Mercury. So Venus is the second closest planet to the sun. And what's special about Venus is it has thick clouds that surround the planet, that even though it's further away from the sun than Mercury, its surface temperature is 480 degrees Celsius because the thick clouds trap the heat of the sun in. So for how far away it is from the sun, it's 108.2 million kilometers. And again, if the weight of Earth was 1, then Venus, which is quite heavy, would be 0.86. And now for how long it takes to orbit the sun, it takes 224.7 days. So its year is a bit shorter than our one, and it has zero moons. So now to Earth as we know it, it has an atmosphere and oceans filled with water. Its average temperature is 22 degrees, and it's 149.6 million kilometers away from the sun. Its mass in terms of Earth, obviously, it's still 1, and it takes 365.26 days to enter to orbit the sun. So that's our year, and it has one moon, as we know it, that Neil Armstrong walked upon. So next in line after Earth is Mars, and Mars is a small dry planet with a red rocky surface. It's cold, its average temperature is about minus 23 degrees, and has two polar caps of ice and frozen gas. It has two moons, and it takes 779.9 days to orbit the sun, so it has a long year, and it's 227.9 million kilometers away from the sun. So the next is the planet called Jupiter. It's actually the largest planet and doesn't have a solid surface. It's made up of gas and liquids. So Jupiter is 778.3 million kilometers from the Sun. It's 318 times the size of Earth, and its average surface temperature is minus 150 degrees, so it's quite a cold planet. It takes 11.86 years to orbit the Sun, and it has 63 moons. So Saturn has rings around, as you may know, and these are made up of millions of lumps of ice mixed with small fragments of rock. And so Saturn is 1,427 million kilometers away from the Sun. It's 95 times as big as Earth. Its average surface temperature is about minus 180. The time taken for it to orbit the Sun, or its year, is 29.46 years. And its number of moons is 47. So Uranus is a solid planet with a solid core of metal and has rings of ice and gases. So Uranus is 2,871 million kilometers from the Sun. It's only 15 times as big as Earth, and its average surface temperature is minus 214 degrees Celsius. It takes about 84.1 years to orbit the Sun, and it has 27 moons. And Neptune has a blue atmosphere, which is made up of hydrogen, helium, and methane gases, and it surrounds a rocky core about as large as Earth. So Neptune has four rings and eight known moons. Its average distance from the Sun is 4,497 million kilometers. It's 17 times as big as Earth. Its average surface temperature is minus 220 degrees Celsius. It takes 164.8 years to orbit the Sun, and it has 13 moons. And finally, now to Pluto. Pluto was originally named a planet, but then in 2008, because of its size, it was scaled down and labelled as a dwarf planet. So Pluto is the smallest planet, and it's only the fifth of a size of Earth, and actually the coldest planet in the solar system because it's the furthest away from the Sun. Its average surface temperature is minus 230 degrees Celsius. It takes 247.7 years to orbit the Sun, and it has one moon. So now we have time for some facts. So at liftoff, a NASA space shuttle weighs about 4.5 billion pounds. Space doesn't have a temperature, but the things in it do have a temperature. It never rains on Venus, and the temperature never changes. It's always a blistering 462 degrees Celsius. The coldest, farthest object found in our solar system is the dwarf planet Iris. It orbits the Sun once every 557 years. Because of its tilt, each side of Uranus has 42 years of sunshine, followed by 42 years of darkness. Astronauts eat tortillas in space because they don't crumble, so nothing can get stuck in the equipment used. So thank you so much for listening, and if you want to shout out or want to appear on my show, email me at tedfinemail@gmail.com. For now, goodbye.